truck. You know, you don't know what days he's going to be there. Maybe, you know, he doesn't show up. Rick doesn't show up when it rains, or you know, that those are the services, you know, we're offering to the public out here. You know, and that's the image of, that we're portraying. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that. Is that the image that you want the airport to portray? You know, how are we going to stay within that box now of all the requirements that the council has and still, you know, develop businesses here and attract businesses? So I don't know if that makes a little more sense to everybody of what minimum standards are. You know, things like, you know, we're not going to talk just yet about, you know, should the hours of operation for the fueler be, you know, 8 to 5, 10 to 6. It's, you know, how do you allow more than one fueling operation? You know, does a fueling operation have to have an on-site fuel storage capability? You know, or do we allow businesses to come in from the outside like that and sell fuel? You know, maintenance facility. Do we want, you know, a five-day-a-week operation?
But my, where I get a little bit of departure is, it seems like when you talk about the FBO, do the hours that he's open have to be spelled out in these minimum standards, or is it just some reference that he will observe regular hours and then have those hours specified in his lease? Not necessarily. You know, it seems like if you get too specific in the minimum standards.
Well, and that's the higher level decisions that the committee has to make is, do you want to have, for the different kinds of businesses that you think we're going to have out here or could have, do you want to specify a certain number of hours? Like for, you know, or for a flight school, do you want to specify a certain number and type of airplane to be available? You know, we shouldn't be talking about what those hours are yet. It's just, should we have those at all? You know, and what happens if you don't? If you just say, come on in and, you know, do whatever you want, what effect is that going to have on our current businesses or potential businesses?
Mike, I think you hit the exact concept. Where this committee needs to really look is how detailed, how explicit, how in depth should all of this be written for this airport and this environment.
I think to me, I don't have so much a dog in this fight because I don't have a business, but it seems to me very general standards are better in this case because we're trying to invite businesses into the airport and to be less restrictive. And when we run into problems, per se, it makes more sense to come back and determine whether you want to add more restrictive language into your minimum standards as problems arise. But again, I'm not a business owner out at the airport. No.
So the thing comes down to, you know, do you need to make it specific enough to make certain that you're offering quality commercial services without making it too restrictive on the people who are offering the services.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, the scariest thing in the world is the mechanic operating out of the back seat of his trunk. He's 75 years old and he does just enough annuals a year to keep his license, and that's the pistol whipping that we all see way too often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do you control that here if that's not what you want? You have to set a standard.
That's what we just said.
Right.
The standards have to be written enough to describe the service, what's got to be provided, to make certain you're offering quality service on the airport, not being too restrictive to run too many people away.
And you want to protect the people who have invested in the airport.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
You know, is Garrett likely to go out and improve his business if he's competing against somebody that has no standards? And
an example, if you read the minimum standards, which I think I got from Jim for the Kissimmee Airport, in Kissimmee, which I spent a lot of time down there, I'll be down there for the next 3 months, they specify if you provide maintenance service on the airport, I mean, they even specified the minimum size of the hangar you want to provide.